Aloha, my dear friends. This is Dharma Pinkberry on Friday, and this is for all of you, the young and the wonderful. Longyi has been talking to me about how we can really understand each other. But first, I give you some talks, and you can always ask me questions, so we can always have the kind of things going on that we understand each other better. For now, this is about 5 minutes talk that I'd like to throw it out there for you. Now, Pinkberry, why do I choose the word Pinkberry? I know that you frequent at that store very often, but Pinkberry also is very wonderful kind of noli ice cream, frozen yogurt that I even myself love so much. Do you realize that when I was young, and that means when I was in grade school, we did not have this kind of ice cream back there in Vietnam. What we had is a piece of ice sweetened with cheap syrup, and it put on the stick, and you literally suck it, so all this sweetening coming out of that block of ice, and then you have only ice. So usually that's what's happening. It's very cheap kind of ice cream. But we love it every morning. Then when you go to school and we have the break time, then we get going out there and we got that little tiny ice cream. It's really ice, a piece of ice. But we're so happy because it's so cheap and available everywhere. And it's nothing can compare with real ice cream here. A Baskin Robin, it cannot compare with Pinkberry either. It's just a blessing that now we have Pinkberry, but back then, none. I remember that the first time that we got the real ice cream when we went to a little tiny cart. Actually, it's not a shop, a cart. The man could push the cart, and in that cart, maybe 4 or 5 metal boxes contain various kind of ice cream, different flavors. And we can buy from him any flavor. It's also it's a little more expensive than the ice block, but it's still cheap. I remember one day that my sister took me to eat some of this ice cream in Ngã Sáu, in somewhere there, I remember. And we were standing there waiting to get our ice cream scooped out. I saw a very haunting vision until now. The young boy, 4 or 5 years old, was carried by his sister, probably 9 or 10 years old. She held her brother, and her brothers kept looking at us intensely. So we got the ice cream. We ate the ice cream very happily, but the boy kept looking at us. And it's so haunting that my sister decided that, well, maybe we got an ice cream for you. So she got up and bought one scoop of ice cream and gave to that little boy. The little boy licked it, so happy, his face brimming with joy. But you know what? He wouldn't eat by himself. He gave to his sister. And the sister also so happy. And they ate, you know what? They come very close to us and they say, "Cảm ơn, cảm ơn." And that's all they say, "Cảm ơn." They didn't say any more. And they standing there and they enjoy, they stood there and they enjoy the ice cream. Why it so touched my heart? I almost cry because I never experienced the kind of joy that I can generate, or my sister can generate, from someone at my age. At that time, I was probably 7, 8, 9 years. I'm about that sister's age. But it was so touched. I didn't realize that how someone can be so happy, and someone can be so the transformation is so clearly. But at that time, I didn't realize how much the joy that we can do to others. I didn't have any clue about that. I'm just so touched. I almost cry to see the joy, the happiness on the face of the little boy and his sister. But I have no clue. That is the root for many goodness to grow from, to make someone happy. But the appreciation of those two aren't so immense. Why the sister say, come on, come on. The boy, look at us. Only 4 or 5 years, look at us. And you can look at the face and you realize that in that face, something really deep and connect his heart with my heart. And I still remember that face until now. 50 years later, I still remember that face. So you can see how wonderful, wonderful that an act of kindness can change people forever. And the imprint of that kindness, sometimes we think that we do something good for others, but actually others, the receiver, sometimes is so profoundly affect the mind of the giver. Now, in this case, I'm not the giver. I'm just my sister's giver. I'm just the person who witnessed the giving. But I was so touched as well. So today, when we talk about Pinkberry, it reminds me that how important the act of kindness is and how humble we all are. We may think that we have the power to give, but it is the receiver has the power to open up our heart and mind. I hope you enjoy the Dharma Pinkberry today, and I hope that you can all, like me, receive this wonderful light from others and always try to find ways to reach out and open people's heart as well. So, have a great day.